Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the October 15th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. BJ Rotella, Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for board commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island House staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners, invited guests, and participating staff to please mute your phone while you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone has technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning, everyone. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 20-84, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some additional guidance for our Board of Commissioners and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Chairman Resinas will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking, and please remember to mute your telephone when you are not speaking, and we appreciate your cooperation. And now I will turn it over to Chairman Resinas to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Welcome to this October meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. Why don't we start with a call of the roll, Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Commissioner Tanner, you may be muted. Commissioner Seth Magaziner.
This is Leanne for Treasurer Seth Magaziner.
Thank you, Leanne. Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Stephen McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Alina Lodge.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Chairman, I believe that Commissioner Tanner is on. I don't know if she's muted, but she did text me that she was on the call. Let me move on to staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Tara LaChapelle.
Here.
Bernadette MacArthur.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis.
Here.
Clarabelle Shavers.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Stephen Richard.
Here.
Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you. Let's turn our attention to the agenda. The first item is the approval of minutes of our September 17th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those minutes, and do you have any suggestions? And I would entertain a motion to approve.
Commissioner Smiley, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Stephen.
There was a second someplace there. Any further discussion? If not, let's ask our general counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on September 17th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Retsinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Brenda Clement from Housing Rhode Island.
I don't think I heard that. Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is a vote for a position of Vice Chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Would anyone like to nominate a candidate?
This is Liz Tanner. I'd like to nominate Brett Smiley for the position.
Thank you. Are there any other candidates that would like to be nominated? If not, let me ask for a motion to elect Commissioner Smiley as Vice Chairman of the Board.
Liz Tanner, so moved.
Is there a second?
Maria Barry, second.
Are there any further candidates? Hearing none, let's ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of electing Commissioner Brett Smiley as Vice Chairman of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Chairman Rosinas, would you like to make any remarks?
Yes, I would. Let me first thank Commissioner Smiley for accepting this nomination. We're always looking to build solid bridges between the corporation and the state government, and Brett will be an excellent candidate to do that. Brett, do you have any comments to make before the board?
Thank you, Nick and Carol. I'm happy to serve. I'd serve second fiddle to Nick Retsinas any day, and I have been around Rhode Island Housing for a long time and am very proud to be affiliated with it and happy to serve.
Thank you. Thank you for your service past and service to come. Let me introduce Carol Ventura, our Executive Director, to present her report.
Thank you, Chairman. As indicated in my report, our single-family lending is flat this month compared to this period in 2019. Not really surprising since we are entering a slow period for home sales. Also, given the pandemic, I am actually extremely happy with our single family loan performance year to date. Also hopeful that our new down payment assistance program, which increases down payment assistance to $10,000, will help to spur more buying activity later this fall. Our delinquency numbers remain in the double digits. We finished out September with an overall delinquency rate of 14.8%. Our loan servicing staff continues to work with our borrowers on a daily basis, and the number of borrowers that have reinstated their mortgage payments continues to grow, which is great news. As of the end of September, 99 borrowers have reinstated payments. We will be issuing an RFP for our low-income housing tax credits today. My report inaccurately stated that it was issued on Tuesday of this week. As you know, we received slightly over $3 million in housing credits from Treasury, and these credits are severely oversubscribed. The application round will close in mid-December, and I expect that the development will be coming to the board with funding recommendations in the spring of next year. The board may recall that we were successful in receiving an $8.4 million LED grant in November of 2019. This grant is targeted to four census tracts in Pawtucket and Central Falls. Because October is viewed as LED Awareness Month, we will be releasing a commercial that Christine and her team commissioned. It has been playing on TV. I don't know if folks have seen it. It is with my ED report, though, on board docs. There's a link to it. I hope you have the opportunity to see it. I think it's terrific, and the children in the commercial are Clarabelle Shaver's grandkids. Our leased housing team is moving forward with the Foster Youth Initiative that was presented to the board last month. The team has identified 10 youth that will qualify for the program and has forwarded a request to HUD for vouchers to house these young adults. Some congratulations are due to several of our staff in the leased housing area. First, Elizabeth Bioto, our COC planner and manager, has been awarded the Jack Reed Advocacy Award by the Coalition for the Homeless. This is a most prestigious award and is given to professionals that demonstrate strong advocacy efforts on behalf of homeless individuals. We were extremely lucky to bring Elizabeth on board when we had a vacancy in our COC planner position, and she has done an outstanding job with the program. Not included in my report, but I wanted to highlight this month, is that Claribel Shavers, Mike DiCaro, and Susan Halloran from our asset management division attended the Rental Housing Development Finance class offered by the National Development Council. This class is an aggressive and intensive development underwriting class, and the three passed the course with very high marks. This will help the team better understand what goes into putting a multifamily deal together, and they begin to understand the language that is used by developers in our underwriting group. So congrats to Claribel, Mike, and Susan. Thanks to assistance from our communications and IT divisions, we have successfully migrated to an online platform for many of our training and customer engagement events. Recently, staff has conducted online training for participating lenders and contractors interested in working with us on our LED programs. We expect our homeownership group to launch its online homebuyer education course by the end of the year, and Leased Housing will conduct a landlord appreciation event online in November. On the federal level, as you know, the President signed a continuing resolution to extend current spending levels through mid-December, avoiding a government shutdown, but there still has not been any movement or agreement on a second stimulus package. I'm happy to report that the finance group successfully issued bonds in September for the HOB program. With this issuance, the homeownership division will be able to provide over $121 million in mortgage financing for first-time homebuyers, and we will also be able to refund more than $20 million in bonds that are more expensive to the agency. The board will recall that a goal for us was to issue bonds with a social bond designation, and I'm pleased to report these bonds qualify for that designation due to the income targeting associated with the financing. We had significant investor interest in these bonds with orders of $450 million for the $142 million offering. Five investors specifically noted that the social bond designation was what drove their interest. I want to advise the board that we will be kicking off a public engagement process later this month to frame a two-year strategic plan for the agency. Although these are very challenging times given COVID, I think it provides us with a unique opportunity to learn from how we had to pivot as an agency to meet the needs of our customers and to position the agency post-COVID for what may be very different demands on our resources. So please stay tuned for more information on this process. Jim, and let me pause and open it up for questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Busy month as usual.
Very busy.
Okay, let us move on to the approval of external charitable donations and contributions. Carol, are you going to present that board action?
Yes, I am. This action provides a summary of external charitable donations and contributions made by the agency to our partners and other entities. This month, we are reporting one contribution made to our partner, HousingWorks RI, to support their annual Housing Factbook event. The Factbook provides important regional housing data for the state of Rhode Island. Two staff will participate in the online Factbook release event. Staff recommends approval of this donation.
Thank you. While the management committee didn't meet, Brett, did you have a chance to look at this?
I did, and it's pretty straightforward and restrained, and I would, as chairman of the subcommittee, at least recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
This is Leanne.
Second. Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor, of approving the external charitable donations and contributions, please respond by saying aye or oppose by saying nay. Chairman Ravenas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orr?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn our attention to Board Action Number 6, Recommendation for Revised Approval of Supportive Housing Acquisition Program. James Comer will make the presentation. James?
Good morning, Commissioners. This is James Comer. As you may recall from our September meeting, the state of Rhode Island has made funds available through the CARES Act for the acquisition of housing that can be used on an emergency basis to house shelter-dependent individuals and de-densify the shelter, the shelters in order to ease the spread of COVID-19. We brought forth an action last meeting, which you approved, which approved $775,000 for the acquisition of Rockville Mill in Hopkinton. At the time, I noted that the property was in receivership, and the $775,000 acquisition price was based on the initial offer made by Marathon Construction, the applicant for the CARES Act funds. Subsequent to our meeting on September 21st, there was a hearing in Superior Court for the disposition of the property, at which time all interested parties were allowed to make a best and final offer via an auction. Marathon Construction was the winner of that auction, but as a result, the acquisition price increased from $775,000 to $855,000, and they would like to request more funding. The total amount requested is $920,000, which is the $855,000 acquisition price, and $65,000 in due diligence and closing costs, which are also authorized expenses under the CARES Act. So this request for action is just an amendment to a prior approved action to award CARES Act funds to the Supportive Housing Acquisition Program to Marathon Construction in the amount of $920,000.
Great, thank you. I believe the Credit Committee has reviewed this, Commissioner Orth.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Nick. We discussed this, and there was we continue to be very much in favor of this project. We discussed that this is recently used as affordable housing, so there's no local opposition to the project. I believe that all but one of the units are fully ready to go for occupancy. And as James mentioned, these the transaction costs, in addition to the acquisition cost, are appropriate use of the CARES Act fund. So I would make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Brett Smiley, second.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions regarding the motion?
This is Brett Smiley. I'll just reference that the CARES Act funding, there is adequate budget for this, and we had provided funding, and so this increase would be within line, and we're from a administration perspective remain anxious to deploy these funds the best way possible, particularly to house Rhode Islanders experiencing homelessness. So in terms of the broad goals of the governor's agenda with respect to the CARES Act funding, it still is very much in line with it and a priority, and I'm glad we've been able to make it work.
Thank you for that context. Are there any further comments or questions? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the revised Supportive Housing Acquisition Program Award for Rockville Mill, please respond by saying aye or oppose by saying nay. Chairman Ritzina?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Turn our attention to item number 7, the approval of financing for Beach Winds Apartments. We're going to ask Eric Shorter, our Director of Development, to present the board action. Eric?
Great. Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Shorter. The sponsor is Preservation of Affordable Housing, also known as POAH. Beachwinds is the redevelopment of two existing low-income housing tax credit projects at the end of their initial 15-year compliance period. Southwind's apartment was built in 1977. The project contains 48 units and three buildings. Beachwood Apartments was also built in 1977. The project contains 56 units and three buildings. POAH is proposing to combine the two developments into one entity, consisting of a total of 104 existing apartments and six buildings located approximately 1 mile apart in Narragansett. POAH intends to undertake approximately $95,000 per unit, or $9.8 million in capital improvements in the development. The total development costs are approximately $36.5 million. Staff recommends firm approval for a tax-exempt loan in the amount up to $17.5 million, of which $12.25 million will remain as permanent debt. We discussed this at credit committee. Staff shared with the committee that the healthy debt service coverage will allow the repayment of the existing HT loan to be repaid over the 7 years. We also discussed the developer's fee policy. There's a healthy developer's fee in this deal. The committee asked staff to research the developer's fee policy as it relates to related parties. So we're undergoing that, and we'll be reporting back to the committee about developer's fee policy in the near future.
Great, thank you. The credit committee has reviewed this. Commissioner Orth?
Yes, we did, Nick, and we're unanimous in liking the fact that the renovation of the property is going to be so extensive. I think the common concern was about the total development costs, which are a bit high, but they are below the maximum allowed under our policy and the QAP, and so the committee did vote to approve of this financing.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, let's ask our general counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of firm approval of financing for Beachwinds Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzenas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move our attention to East Providence and the approval of Riverside House Apartments. And again, I'll ask our Director of Development, Eric Shorter, to present the board action.
Again, this is Eric Shorter. The sponsor is Willett Riverside LLC, a Rhode Island based owner and property manager. Riverside House is an existing 55-unit elderly affordable housing development located in the Riverside neighborhood of East Providence. There are 51-bedroom and 5 2-bedroom units. Development is subsidized through a Section 8 HAP contract that is effective through November 2033. The property is well-maintained and meets all Rhode Island Housing's criteria for taxable refinancing. Developer is undertaking over $1.2 million in capital improvements, including replacement of emergency generator, replacement of all windows, repaving the parking lot, painting and new flooring in the common areas, and new kitchens in 34 of the 55 units. Staff recommends firm approval of $6.2 million in taxable financing.
Thank you. And the credit committee has also reviewed this project.
Yes, we did, Nick. Thank you. This is a responsible long-term owner property. It's been well-maintained over the years. There is adequate renovation of the property up front, as well as deposits to replacement reserve over time to take care of anticipated capital needs. And as Eric said, it meets all the requirements of the program, and the committee did vote to recommend approval.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Are any further comments or any questions regarding this project? Hearing none, let's ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of firm approval of financing for Riverside House Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. Let's turn our attention to action number 9, low-income housing tax credits for East Greenwich. Again, Eric Shorter will present the recommendation.
Again, it's Eric Shorter. The sponsor is Dakota Partners. The development is the second phase of a two-phase 96-unit affordable housing development on a 17-acre site in East Greenwich. Phase two will consist of 48 units in two three-story garden-style newly constructed residential buildings. The proposed buildings will provide a mix of 12 one-bedroom and 36 two-bedroom units. The development includes a passive housing design. Total development cost is approximately $13.5 million. Staff recommends firm approval of a reservation of tax credits as well as financing, a first mortgage, and a housing trust loan. The credit, we discussed this with the credit committee. The only one of the issues we were discussing at credit committee was the stabilization policy upon conversion. This particular transaction, we are not the construction lender. Probably 95% of the transactions we do, we are probably the construction lender. This one, we're not. And so the committee asked staff to really look into establishing a stabilization policy upon conversion, which we're looking into now.
Thank you, Eric. Again, the credit committee has reviewed this proposal.
Yes, we did, Nick. And just to add what Eric mentioned, this is the third project in Rhode Island by Dakota Partners, the developer. They've had good success with their previous and ongoing projects. The town of East Greenwich is, I understand, very much in favor of this and looking forward to it. This project helping to increase its share of affordable housing. It's a well-located project, and as Eric mentioned, it's being built to passive house design. So committee was unanimous in its approval of this recommendation.
I'll accept that as a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any comments or questions?
This is Leanne. I have a quick comment that I'm very excited today to see three different projects from outside of the urban core, and obviously as a long-term goal of the state to ensure access to affordable housing for residents everywhere. It's really exciting to see. So thanks to the staff and the credit committee for putting these deals and to the developers for concentrating on communities across the state.
Thank you for those comments. You're right. The diversity is very impressive in this agenda. We'll conduct a roll call vote. Nicole?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of firm approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits and financing for Brookside Terrace Phase 2, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. The last item on our agenda is action number 10, approval of transfer of physical assets, or TPA, for Village Woonsocket Apartments. And again, Eric Shorter will make the presentation.
Hi again, Eric Shorter. Under Rhode Island Housing's TPA regs, property owners must obtain Rhode Island Housing's approval to comply with Rhode Island Housing's administrative procedures for the transfer or conveying or signing or transfer any ownership interest in the developments. Village of Woonsocket Apartments is a 122-unit family development on two adjacent sites in Woonsocket. The transfer of limited partnership interest is purely administrative and will not impact have no impact on the operations of the development. The staff of asset management and development jointly reviewed the request and determined that the proposed transaction complies with the TPA requirements. Staff recommends the transfer of the limited partnership interest.
Thank you. And again, the credit committee has reviewed this.
Yes, we did. And as Eric stated, this is very much a procedural event. Does meet all the requirements, and the committee voted to approve of this.
Accept that as a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Berry.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions regarding the motion? Hearing none, let me ask our general counsel to conduct the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the transfer of physical assets for Village Woonsocket Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orr?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no further business on the agenda, so unless there are any comments, I would accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Brett Smiley, so moved.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Is there a second?
Commissioner Orth, I second it.
Any further comments? Hearing none, let's call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
If the motion passed, we must be adjourned. Thank you all for participating in our meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.